trying to make things more fun and more interactive.
Glad from a wild way, baby.
Did I express myself? Did I let my light shine through?
You can do anything you put your mind to. Never give up on your dreams.
I'll be living for the moment.
Every day, Saturday, and every day I feel good.
And I'ma win, and I'ma be happy, and I'ma be blessed.
Happy. I'm happy every day. Love yourself, you know what I'm saying?
This is Young and Happy.
Instagram is down right now. It's down Instagram right now. It's down right now. It's hard for me to promote my show because Instagram is down right now. We got Boozy. He saw some gay sex. We got hearts beating 25 minutes after the person's dead. How? Find out on this show. We also got Kesha trying to hug a superstar. Guess if he received it or if he decided not to hug her back. That's on today's Young and Happy, featuring Mike the Bike, featuring Roan, also known as Cream Boy. And lastly, but certainly not leastly, Producer Ben. I'm your host, with the most, Sliced Toast, Caleb Presley.
That was pretty good.
That was a little.
What was preface? That an impression of?
A little preface.
Who was that? What voice was that?
I went to
that?
SiriusXM today to interview Mr. Bill Burr, and I was inspired by the radio atmosphere. Thoughts?
Are we recording right now?
I have no idea. We are recording. All right, then let's just call it what it is. Let's play this one close to the chest, but also let people know what our cards are.
Okay, I have an ace, and that's my only good card.
What's your other one?
Just a five, jack, seven. I guess jack's pretty good.
How'd you get that many cards? What game are we playing?
Cards.
That's the moral of today's show. What game are you playing? Because you can only win if you know what game you're playing.
Put in the Redman clip.
I love the fucking work, my nigga. If I could work every day, my nigga, with no sleep, I would work my ass off because I love maximizing my capabilities. I love maximizing my creativity, my nigga. If I ain't being a good dad to my kids or in the gym, I'm fucking working, my nigga. If I'm in a hot car showing off in the hood all day, I'm not fucking working, my nigga.
Okay, that's the type of thing I like to hear from my old washed-up rappers.
Yes,
if you're not going to make fire music, then at least give me some fire motivationals. We support that on Young and Happy. Speaking of rappers, not old and washed up, but of another generation, still going strong. Should I tease who we have tomorrow's show?
Oh, damn. We got a fucking big-name rapper. A big-name rapper.
Memphis Bleek.
Wow.
Memphis Bleek, famously...
not from Memphis.
Famously not from Memphis.
Also not a country singer, and his outlook was not bleak.
He's on the show tomorrow, and he's telling... I mean, like, what's a good story that he told? I'm trying to think that we could just tease.
Dude, he talked about Ja Rule and Beanie Siegel and him running from cabs when they were famous rappers.
He's talking about tour bus life. He's talking about what went down on those.
Famous rappers running from a fucking... I can't get it out of my head. I cannot get it out of my head.
He's talking about like when they went on that, Hard Knocks tour, and it was like Jay-Z, DMX, Beanie Siegel, Ja Rule, names go on and on and on and on. He's talking about like what they were doing.
Names go on and on, like Dikembe Mutombo's name, long-ass name.
But he wasn't on the tour.
Dikembe Mutombo, Mplanda Makumba, Jean-Jacques Wamutombo.
In today's news, this is a happy burst. In today's news, and by the way, to all you... date keepers out there, it's the 7th of June. Lil Boosie's in the news because he saw gay sex.
Damn, Boosie. What was he, just at a gay sex place? Kind of, actually.
Yeah, actually he was. He was in jail. He was in prison, federal penitentiary. So I like to always call it the federal penitentiary.
Wow, is that... That would show that you do not spell well, but you have indeed always said that.
You've always said that about me. I don't spell well.
Yes. He said he walked in on a fella riding a fella's dick from the back is the quote.
I don't want to come across as like profanity. A prude. I don't know what that means, dick from the back. How do you wear a dick from the back? That's a gay move. No offense to gays, that's just a gay move.
He was on the back of the dick, not on the front of the dick. He was on like riding the back of the dick like a stallion.
So that's almost like an impressive move because... Just the way physics are set up, you would think that you'd have to do the whole thing or not at all. Or just a tip, a new app that I have coming out that I had a meeting for this morning, Ron.
That's fucking crazy that you are getting real meetings for this app that started off as a joke.
I met with the founder of Napster this morning.
That's insane. The cat's out of the bag on that one.
I'm not going to say anything more about it until I get everything squared away, but this thing looks like it's might actually going to happen.
Like, remember the times when we would just talk about it, and I was like, yo, this actually could be a really good idea. Like, start maybe trying to protect yourself. Well, this is getting real, real fast.
I wrapped it up and protected myself, and here we are.
Have you?
Yep, and I haven't signed the paperwork yet, but when I do, I'll be much more inclined to tell you more about this wonderful idea that I have to service the service industry. Just a tip, just for a second, just to see how it feels. Also in the news.
There's a lot of stuff in the
news. Doctors found, you want to read this one? Because I kind of wrote down scribble notes.
That a heart beats for 25 minutes outside the body due to heavy cocaine use. It's like a video that you can find on the internets. But, I mean, that's just that you don't need to see the video because it's a fucking heart beating. You don't need to subject yourself to that. But just the idea that a heart beats for 25 minutes outside the body due to heavy cocaine use. What does that say?
People have been trying to cheat death for forever, and they finally figured it out.
Yeah.
Just have to try some coke. I just want to just live life to the fullest until my heart stops beating. It's like, you know.
Sometimes you just, I mean, it's, I wonder if doctors will start carrying it around and administering cocaine to dying patients or recently dead patients.
Or, because I'm going to go on record and say I don't condone nor promote drug use.
I like French Montana's music, though, and he raps about cocaine a lot.
I'm going to see The Weeknd tonight. He's a big cocaine guy.
Wait, you're going to see The Weeknd and Ray Schremer?
They're opening for The Weeknd.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Mm-hmm. Did they base that tour on similar looking hairstyles?
A yellow bitch with green hair, real weirdo.
Also in the news, Kesha, which is one of my favorite artists of all time.
Like, what?
That was a hyperbole for the show, but I really liked Kesha's music when she first came out. I liked her whole vibe. I bought a t-shirt. It had glitter on. I'd never wore it because then when I washed it, it got glitter in all my clothes. And, like, obviously that's a problem. So
I was wondering why that shirt you're wearing has glitter on it.
Yeah, so I love Kesha. I like what she's done. I think she has a couple really good songs. I like her backstory. I haven't heard from her in a while. Also another guy I haven't heard from, Jerry Seinfeld.
Jerry Seinfeld's doing shit. Comedians in Cars with Coffees.
What are you doing?
Comedians in Cars with Coffees.
Is that one of those, like, premium networks?
It's like it's like very millennial. It's very cool and young, very hip.
You watch it?
Yes.
Okay. So that just says a little bit of something about how cool it is, I think.
I don't watch it actually, so I just flipped that on your head. Never even seen an episode before, so Kesha, that makes it pretty cool. In fact.
So Kesha comes up to Jerry Seinfeld at it's a red carpet event, and she tries to hug him. We want to just play the clip now.
People are tired most of the time.
Gosh, I love you so much.
Oh, thanks.
Can I give you a hug?
No, thanks.
Please?
No, thanks.
A little one.
Yeah, no, thanks.
Oh.
I don't know who that was.
Yeah, it was Kesha.
Okay. Well, I wish her the best.
He didn't want to hug her.
I guess he's not a hugger. Are you a hugger?
Tree hugger.
Damn.
Asheville, North Carolina. Shout out. Represent Western North Carolina. Air horns. Yeah, and we drink local craft brews.
What's that? What is
Miller Lights, baby?
Yes, Miller Lights. Niche.
Yo, shout out to all the listeners who I'm not going to name. They won't be named, but a lot of new Miller Light fans from our show.
A lot of nude Miller Light fans.
Yeah, just running around naked at these festivals, and they're just chugging Miller Lights.
Shout out to them. You know what makes a good pasty? A Miller Light can.
And you know what else makes you look good nude?
Miller Light. Sure does. That's 100%. And also, finally, this is another video that you can find online, but a particularly delicious headline. Woman puts hands on her alleged boyfriend for drinking up all her kids' juice.
I hate to hear that. You know why I hate to hear that? It's a tough spot to be in whether you don't know if it's your boyfriend or not. The alleged boyfriend, if you can't even come out and say, listen, it is. We confirmed it. We talked about it. It's Facebook official. Boyfriend. I put my hands on my boyfriend. Drop the alleged, then we're talking about something else here, but I can't help but feel bad for my girl here.
Who is alleging that it's her boyfriend? Do you think that the woman is alleging that it's her boyfriend saying, like, it's okay, I'm beating him up because he's my boyfriend, it's all right? Or are we saying that the man is alleging that that's the boyfriend? It's like, no, that's not just some random chick beating me up. I take her on dates.
It's a bad look for both of them, I'll tell you that. Because if it's the girl's boyfriend, she's like, I'm alleging that this is actually my boyfriend, I'm just beating him up, then that means that she's dating someone who needs to be beat up, is probably a bad guy. If the bad guy is like alleging, like, yo, it's my girlfriend, there's no problem here, she beat you up, man.
Yeah, this is a quandary for both of them.
Physically physically torn down by this woman.
So before you wind up getting in some kind of domestic dispute that's going to make you wind up online, figure out your relationship status. Whether you're alleged boyfriend, actual boyfriend, whether it's murky or whether it's regular, figure it out.
Rowan, personal question. How do you go about letting people know where you stand sexually in your orientation? And also, are you bi?
When you walk into a house, just like the real world or whatever, you're supposed to just say right away, I'm straight or I'm gay. You just tell everyone right away so they don't have to worry about it. So I just walk in and I say, I'm straight. And I just let everyone know right away.
So I know that don't ask, don't tell policy is a thing of the past. And so I make sure to always ask subtly and then I tell a lie.
Yes, that sounds very good. And
operate
also,
in murky waters.
Yeah, you all pray to murky waters.
And I like to also talk about some murky subjects, which is what we have next. Listen to who not shall be named. Whatever.
Mike the Bike, are you in the building? Are you?
Can you get a mic?
We'll do this seance style. We'll do it Ouija board style. Is there a mic in the bike in the building?
Yes.
Wow. I thought about this. Just a kind of a side note. We never thought about City Bike for a sponsor for Mike the Bike.
Yo, that's pretty good. What do you think about City Bike? Well, he has to learn how to ride a bike first.
Sure, why not?
Cool. All right, so this is what we want to do here. So basically, Mike the Bike's a new part of the team. Roan's back in the building. We've really been getting things swinging. Happy Bursa, relatively new. Producer Ben's killing it. I think everyone would agree that, everything's on the up, at least. It might not be your favorite thing that's ever happened to you. Like, it might not be something you talk about.
It might be. Could be.
But it's on the up. It's on the uptick, right? Looking at the numbers. They sent us the numbers. We have a core base of fans who listen every single day. They're very consistent.
You're loyal.
You guys are smart. In tune. You're tweeting us. You're not Instagramming us. I don't know why you're not Instagramming us, but we have one of those. But Twitter, Instagram, it's Young and Happy. But listen, we're trying to build this thing. We want to build it with you guys. You're the ones who listen to it. The tweets we get are all funny. Like,
you know what we're going to start doing on our Instagram? What? We're going to start putting up people's B-boy stances. When they rep heavy with the B-boy stance, we're going to sprinkle in a B-boy stance.
It's got to be like strong, though. I can't just have two people squat down, take a pic, and think they're going to be on the Young and Happy Instagram.
It's not that simple, but we have to reward our fans as we want them to be rewarding us.
Okay. All right. Well, then you heard it from Ron.
But we have a fucking an internal conflict almost, and we're in here quarreling about it. We said, you know what? We're going to just have this on the air. We're just going to have this shit out. This is fucking, people are losing sleep at night. People are fucking pulling their teeth out of pure anxiety. They're eating glass because they don't know what to do with their stupid mouths. We are going through a meltdown in here. We're just jerking off. We are unjustly jerking off. It is bad and it is crazy, but we can't figure out what to do with something that is very important.
So, basically what we want to do here is we want to just have this open conversation. It's a business meeting. Basically, we're going to open the doors up to our listeners who shall not be named. If you guys have advice for us, hit us on Twitter. Hit us on, I would say Instagram, man. I feel not so great about telling you guys to do that because it doesn't really make sense how you would. However, Mike the Bike, are you tuned in right now? Because this involves you. What are you writing right now?
He's taking notes on our show.
Can you read me the notes? This is producer Ben reading.
Mike the Bike's last thing he said, which I have trouble reading. He said, and ask listeners who shall not be named, sorry for naming them, for advice. Before that, YNH talking about the great future. I like that.
What did he say?
He said, Young and Happy talking about the great future.
The great future.
So you basically just like, you heard what we said when we were talking about the future, and then the way we said it and was like positive, energetic.
He came to the conclusion that it's going to be great.
Thank you for believing in us, Mike.
You said the numbers were good, so.
My guy. Well, that's Mike the Bike. Mike the Bike's in the building.
He takes a good and makes it into a great.
That's why Mike the Bike's here.
Which is a good, no, a great.
So we are trying to figure out, one of the points of business this afternoon is, would it help you at home? We're in your earbuds right now. Does that freak you out? Like, you think about it, like I'm actually in your earbud right now?
That's weird.
Would it help you if we put descriptions, very specific descriptions in the bio in iTunes or in Podcast One, wherever you consume this media, that said exactly the time codes of when we talked about the thing. So today we talked about Kesha. If we said that Kesha happened in between blank time and blank time, and we went, because that's going to be more work for Mike the Bike. Is that,
or even if it just starts at this time or starts at that time,
right? So
will that help you? Do you want
do you
that?
Care about that?
Some of us in this room of four people think that it will help. Others of us think that it won't help. Some of us are undecided. Still others of us are just completely apathetic. And there's some groups of us that think some ways one time and then switch over to the other side.
We're thinking about bringing in women so there's like a diversity represented.
Yes, there's
to have a vote.
Everything is represented. We're thinking of bringing in people who are unsure of themselves, unsure of their genre.
Bilingual. We're trying to bring in some people who don't really speak English that well, some ESL listeners.
Yeah.
So
ETL, EFL.
What's that?
English fourth language.
Okay. But anyways, okay, so let us know. Like, what do you guys think? Cast your vote, because it is going to be extra work, but it's also...
But we'll give you... We'll show you a minute of time if you want it. We'll do it. We'll do it for you. We will do this for you.
Also.
If you want it.
Also, as you already know, Young and Happy used to be Yasho Ya on social medias. It's now Young and Happy. We're trying to really pop off the Instagram. We're trying to build a brand around our Instagram. Twitter also. But Twitter is the forum for you to connect with us, for us to connect with you. That's where you go to tell us, like, we want better
pizza.
Descriptions.
We want bagels.
Yeah.
We like, want... Same-sex
marriage.
We don't want locks.
Right. So that's where Twitter, like, that's where that goes down. And then on Instagram, we're going to try to build a brand. And we want you guys to be involved. That's Young and Happy. But the other thing that we're doing that you guys are going to be a big part of and we need your feedback on is the merch. Young and Happy dropped this week, our first ever t-shirts. We did a very simple start. It was an intentionally simple start. Black and white pocket tees that say Young and Happy. Ron is wearing one right now. I think he wore one yesterday.
So is producer
Ben's wearing
Bean.
A black one. So they're really comfortable shirts. They're
Mike
good
the Bike's
shirts.
Not wearing a shirt right
Mike
now.
Mike the Bike, that's 2 points.
We weren't going to say anything.
That's 2 points. Can we get a sound for minus 2 points?
Yeah.
We want to move forward with the merch. But one is, you got to buy these. These are sick. I mean, like, I'm not going to sit here and ask you, like, do you think these are sick? I have enough style and, like,
taste
to know that these are sick. Like, what do you guys want going forward? How do you see this brand moving? Is it going to be like Urban Outfitter shirts with like long, they're like long and they have like big necks and they're like the new shirts? Do you guys want freaking swim trunks? Do you want umbrellas?
Speedos? Do you want mailboxes? Do you want
hippopotamus?
Yeah, do you want branded, just like a metal thing that you could just brand the logo onto your own skin?
Like an online Earth Fair?
We could maybe have some kind of custom steaks and burgers, perhaps. We could have like sides, potatoes au gratin.
An amusement park that features animals similar to Animal Kingdom, but like our own Young and Happy version.
Yeah, we could reopen SeaWorld, but just like completely rebrand it. So
like cargo shorts.
Yeah, we could have cargo shorts. If you like cargo shorts, cutoff shorts, we could cut the pockets off cargo shorts. We could do a lot of things.
Or could we have like cut off pocket tees where you just have the pocket tee and we'll cut off the pocket?
We could cut the cargo pocket off of a cargo short and put it onto the
cargo
pocket
ship.
Of a pocket tee.
Another good way for you guys to get in touch with us is you can just call Mike the Bike on his personal line.
It's 646-266-8410. All right. And it doesn't seem like he minds that I just told you guys that. So, yeah.
Is that really your number?
Maybe.
What a guy.
Mike the Bike. You sound like one of the Foot Clan from the Ninja Turtles. Also from Ninja Warrior. You ever do Ninja Warrior, Mike?
I hate that show.
Damn, this guy is just a flower. He just, what will we unfurl next? What will we find out? What
He's
layer
the best
will
in the
we
office
find?
Of basketball.
Oh, that's
top five.
That's funny.
Damn, isn't
top
that crazy?
It's crazy. You know what's crazy is just how Barstool's so good at having every single person be top five in the office.
That's why I never talk shit about sports in here, because I'm just not good. And everybody else is in here saying, ooh, I'm sick at this sport. Ooh, I'm sick at that sport. Guess what? None of us are good at sports.
Facts.
Bad
That's
news.
A fact.
Bad fucking news.
There's a reason why we don't play sports. Okay, so before we wrap up the show, I did No, no, this is this I do tomorrow's show. Okay, so fine. Cut out what I just said. Okay, so that's today's show. If you are driving in your car right now and you're about to fade off into the music, right before you do that, in respect, let me ask you to please close your eyes for a minute. Just close those eyes.
Just for a minute, just to see how it feels.
And open them. All right, that was
Young
and Happy. All right,
yeah, thank you guys so much. Yeah.
Percocet, represent, gotta represent, chase a chick, never chase a bitch, mask on, fuck your mask on, mask on, fuck your mask on, Percocet, mighty Percocet, chase a chick, never chase a bitch, two cups, toast out with the game, from food stamps to a whole nother domain, out the bottle, I'm a living proof, too. And compromising half a million on a pool. Blood houses, man. Looking like a roof. Graduated, I was overdue. I'm a pink body, man. I can barely move. Ask about it, I'm gonna bust a move. Red James, 33 chains. Ocean now, cooking Biscayne. Five bump, that's a liability. Hit the gas, boosting my adrenaline. Percocet, Molly Percocet. Percocet, Molly Percocet. Represent, gotta represent. Chase a chick, never chase a bitch. Mask on, fuck your mask off. Mask on, fuck your mask off. Mask on. Chase a bitch, never chase a bitch. Chase no bitches. Photo maybe, I drive anything. Buy my range, make them go insane. My guillotine, drink from melatonin. Taking beans, go to those extremes. Let's go, it's parliament. Calamari wins, parlay in Vegas. We was in the tennis court before the business, Theodore Lindsay, Theodore prescriptions, Focus on the mission, hold my intermission, hold on, never take a break, we can switch states, take our far place, speech, ain't no way, ain't no fucking way, no, we contemplate, we didn't contemplate, no, rob the bank, we gon' rob the game, again they gain, we gain, but they are not the same, we been practicing. Molly Percocet, big fun. Percocet, Molly Percocet, big fun. Represent, gotta represent. Chase a chick, never chase a bitch. Big fun, mask on, fuck your mask on. Big fun, mask on, fuck your mask on. Big fun, mask on, fuck your mask on. Mask on, fuck your mask on. Mask on, fuck your mask on. Cash girl, number 9.